what's your assessment and thoughts after that defeat to York?
Yeah, it's very difficult to put into words, Mick, how I feel. I found it very difficult addressing the team at the end with a lot of players in that team that won't be here next year. There's a lot of players who come to the game that didn't play that are not here next year. So yeah, I found it very difficult. It's been a roller coaster. We knew exactly what it was going to look like. We've had some great days, we've had some tough days. Tonight's probably going to leave a sour taste in my mouth for the rest of pre-season, which will drive me for next year. But I just want to thank the group for the effort they've put in, the buy-in that they've given to myself. And I'm quite emotional. It's quite difficult to somehow feel.
How disappointing is it knowing you're going to finish bottom and 14th in the Super League?
Yeah, it's hard. I didn't want it for the club. I didn't want it for the players. I didn't want it for the staff. I didn't want anybody to have that tag in the first year, especially after how we started with having pretty much near enough a full strength team of what we could do. So yeah, I don't want to make excuses. I'm not that kind of coach, but yeah, I didn't want that tag for the club.
You've spoken all year about better concentration, cleaner execution. That let you down again tonight, especially in that second half.
It did in the first half too, Mick. We were in the cycle of the game and young Riley comes up with an error and Connor Wynn comes up with an error, and I think we defended our line for about 6 or 7 sets before we conceded. So you give teams in this competition territory and possession, they're going to score points.
We've spoken about it all season, but where does ultimately that responsibility lie with those self-inflicted errors?
Oh yeah, listen, Mick, we had to put a squad together in the space of 6 to 8 weeks. You was never going to get it all right. I've asked blokes play longer minutes than they've ever been used to in their careers. I'm putting young kids in there who shouldn't have been playing Super League this year yet. So there's a lot of different factors, but ultimately you've got to keep holding the ball to have a chance of winning.
Certainly in that first 20-minute period, you defended well and kept York out and then took at that point a deserved lead.
We did, and what usually happens, Mick, is we're resilient, we're tough, we're disciplined, and then when you start to rotate when people fatigue, I can't do that at the moment because I've got so many inexperienced kids on the bench and it's very difficult. So I'm resting my senior players just to get them back on, which is very difficult. But the experience them kids are learning is, you know, it's second to none. They're going to be such better players for the experience they've had this year.
You mentioned during the week Issa Masters was 50-50. He came on for the entirety of the second half. You must be pleased that he got back out there.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd have started him, but if it was down to the medical staff, I'd have probably had another 2 week training. But I rolled the dice. I trust my players. Isan's a senior player who's been around Super League in NRL a long time. He knows his body better than anybody else. He's been re-scanned 3 times, so I had full faith in Isan playing tonight.
Scott Galliano was in the sim bin, and I think it was literally 15 seconds before he came back on. That was a sort of real sucker punch one then to concede that one.
It was, yeah, and one of my frustrations in the game was I can't recall who scored the try, but York had scored. They not even checked it for obstruction, and then we get with them and score where they check it for obstruction, we don't get the try. Was it not a try? I don't know, but I certainly know if that one's not a try, theirs wasn't a try. But
I was going to ask you about that Edmund Skirno try. It almost feels like that's kind of like a parallel of how the season's gone. 50-50 calls have continuously gone against you.
Yeah, bless him, the analyst, he says to me all the time, I've never known anybody be as unlucky as, so yeah, what we feel you're paying there too, Mick.
You've repeatedly said no excuses on the injury side of things, but you know, at times you've had 17, 15, 14 players out. How much has that injury list actively affected results?
Massively. You can't win Super League games with inexperienced players who've not played at this level because of their age or where they're at in their careers in regards to experience in Super League. It's very, very difficult.
What would you say the sort of single biggest lesson you've learned in your first year at the Bradford?
Good question. Great question. What I've learned is I work for a fantastic club with a fantastic fan base who've supported us through some very difficult times. For me personally, there's been no shocks, Mick. I've been very fortunate to work around some great coaches in Super League. The only shock I've had, and probably the moment where I felt a little bit sorry for myself, is it's almost felt like Salford at times with the injuries, but it's been a completely different scenario. That we've had players and we're other players, but they just don't know Super League. So once I got over them moments of feeling sorry for myself, I've coached a great group of men who've given me everything they've got for 27 weeks, but ultimately we've just not had enough quality to win games.
I believe the players are off to Benidorm for their Mad Monday. What do you do now, Kurt, you know, in the sort of 4 to 6 weeks where there's a bit of downtime?
Well, I've still got recruitment to do. I'm still pretty busy with recruitment. I'm going to probably get to the back end of next week. I'm going to go on a holiday, turn my phone off, have 10 days with my partner and my children, and then I'll hit it again.
Is there a date set when the players are back in for pre-season?
Yes, there'll be a group back in the back end of October, and then the top squad will be around start of November.
And just on that recruitment, if you're able to say, camp to pause in the coming weeks and months, expect more players to arrive?
Yeah, we'll have a couple more, Mick.
And just finally from me, what is the one message, the one thing that you'd say to the Bradford supporters to take away from this first season back in Super League?
Yeah, I'd like to thank them for the support they've given to the team. They've stuck with us through really difficult times. We've had a roller coaster, as I promised, when I come in. You know, they've been first class from the first game that I've taken charge of here, so thank you, continue with the support. This club will look a lot different next year, that rugby team will look a lot different, but thank you for supporting the lads who have played every single week for us this season. They've been first class.
Okay, you got a bit of a roll there when it was 13 against 12 and Galliano was off, so he powered over for that try. Was it disappointing that you couldn't quite build on that and maybe get another try in that period? Obviously Galliano came straight on and scored, but he was looking really good at that point.
It was, Nathan. I said that to my assistant coach Carl and to the analyst Tom, we needed another try while he was off, because ultimately we were making mistakes in the game, so I thought we needed some post points in that moment before they went back to 13. So it was a really crucial period where we didn't get enough points.
Obviously, you got a bit on top then, but then Riley got that sort of like opportunist try, a really good finish. How frustrating was it then to concede just before half time and it was looking like you might go in level? Did that make a difference?
It did, absolutely. It did make a difference. It's very difficult. It changes your whole team talk. I made a couple of changes at half-time to try and get momentum back in the game. I felt we'd lost momentum quite a bit in the game. I had put Eason on at half-time and made a couple of changes. But ultimately, once you lose momentum in Super League, because the game's so quick at the moment, it's very difficult to win it back. And it's probably a bit of a story this season for us. We just didn't start the second half well enough.
What was thinking behind Connor coming off at half-time? Were the things that he had done quite as well as you'd hoped, or was it just to give Eason that back in?
Yeah, it was more probably to get Eason on. I needed to see Eason play. I needed to see if he was okay. Eason's got a World Cup coming up. I wouldn't have been comfortable if Eason wanted to play for the Bulls before he goes. And plus, he's one of my best players, so I needed him in the moment.
How much of an extra dagger was that? Not only was Evans tried disallowed, but then Jesse D went straight to the end and scored. That felt like a bit of a sliding doors moment in the game.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I don't sulk and moan. I've not done it all season, so I won't do it now. But if it's consistent, it does help. But yeah, we wasn't resilient enough at that moment.
You mentioned that, obviously, the Bradford fans certainly had some choice chance for the referee. Did you feel some of the calls were a little bit harsh on yourself?
No.
That's fair enough. And obviously, you mentioned not wanting to finish bottom, and it was a big target, but now it is done. Is it important that the lads can feel at this point tonight, but then shake it off quickly going into next year?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, there's quite a bit of movement going out of the club. We've got our side out meeting on Wednesday, so we'll have a moment with the boys that are leaving then and thank them properly. So yeah, I want to so just sting a little bit though. I want it to drive pre-season. We'll have a new group of people coming as well who are elite Super League players, which will drive standards, so the environment will change, the whole club will change, things will get bigger and better.
And just a final, I spoke to Phoenix just briefly to say goodbye to him. He said he's going back to Australia, as is Dan. Obviously those guys have given a lot of their time in England. Just how difficult is it for those Aussie lads to come in and get used to a whole new environment, and how pleased are you for them to get the chance to sort of go back home to
the family? Yeah, again, they're both fantastic young men. I was fortunate enough to work with Dan Russell for a little bit of Salford when he came on loan from Warrington, so I met him and his partner. So a fantastic young man. Phoenix Steinweid took a risk to come over to Super League to try and make a bit of a name for himself, and again, first class young man. He's been very unfortunate with injuries, HIAs. You know, we've just not seen the best version of him, but again, I can't speak highly enough of both the characters as men.
Thanks,
Locke. No problem.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.